Notice you're in the Texas Baseball Hall of Fame.
Yeah, they got stuck. I was president of the association, and Chips wanted to get that thing started, and I didn't think we had anybody belonged in the Hall of Fame, so I told him. And I argued with him about it, but he got it put in anyway. So now then, he runs it. He takes care of the Hall of Fame, all the Hall of Fame stuff. Chips Hall of Fame, man. That's what I say. But that's really what happened is the fact that he does take care of all the Hall of Fame stuff. So he's got people in there that, like Scott Murray.
Right.
Scott, the announcer for Channel 5.
Right.
Got him in it. Well, he never played any baseball. Never did anything for baseball that I know of.
Yeah, he
knows more about it than I do. People like that, you know. And so I just quit messing with it. I'm going to pay $40 to go over there and see some guy that never played baseball be nominated. I had to apologize because I argued against it to start with. When they put me in it. I said, well, I hadn't bought my tongue. I had my kinfolks, nephews, and my sister up from Sulphur Springs. Greg Boys, you know who they are. Forrest, especially. He's a nephew. And, we don't get along all that well, but nevertheless, he is a nephew.
Well, you may have to go in a year or two now that maybe some guy named Ryan put in that Hall of Fame now.
Yeah. Well, he's already in it.
No, oh, okay.
He's already.
Okay, all right. I realize he was in it. He's the best pitcher you've ever seen?
Well, he's as strong as I've ever seen, I'll tell you that. I've seen some good pitchers, though. I've seen some guys that really pitch and knew where the ball was going all the time. If I had known where the baseball was going all the time, I'd have been a good pitcher. But as long as I was a thrower, and I could throw pretty good. They didn't want to stand up there when I was throwing.
They didn't have the radar gun in. How fast were you, do you think?
Well, I was in the middle 90s.
Okay.
But, I don't know. We didn't have radar guns, as you said back then, so don't know. But I've watched people throw since, and they do have a gun on them and tell me how fast they are. And I knew I was as fast as them.
Right.
My fastball moved to go away from the left-hander and in on the right-hander about 3 or 4 inches. Or 5 inches at times.
Right.
Depends on where. Just how I was throwing. I know one time Hoffman, he was catching me in Cape Girardeau, Missouri. We were training down there.
Right.
He was catching me, and I threw him a darn ball that went off his glove and hit him on the knee and everything. He said, "What the hell was that?" I said, "I don't know. It's a fastball." He said, "You wouldn't learn how you threw that." I said, "That's the best pitch I've ever seen."
Right.
And I threw him 2 or 3 during that day, but I never knew what I was doing. Yeah. I was just throwing.
Never threw a spitter, did you?
No, I never did. But I've seen people that's supposed to have thrown. A lot of times old Perry, Pete's sake, he was accused of throwing them all the time, Gaylord.
Right.
But he didn't always throw them. They said he did. But of course, it helped him to know that he did throw them occasionally. See?
Right.
They'd hang loose, I'll guarantee you that.
Yeah. Take your spot. We're just about out of time here. I sure appreciate your giving this interview. Sabre appreciates it, and we've sure enjoyed it here.
Well, I hope that somebody enjoys it.
There, they will. I guarantee you. Thanks much.